The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Over 300,000 South Carolinians have already voted their absentee ballot. Record numbers showing up. My wife, Peg, went over last Friday and voted in Spartanburg, and she was in line for about 2 hours. We're seeing this all around the state and all around the country, for that matter. Curtis Smith is chairman of the Spartanburg County Republican Party. And also has been spending a lot of time over in Spartanburg. Good morning, sir. How are you? You've been watching over folks as they make their cast their absentee ballot. A lot of people showing up, right?
Good morning, Joey. Yes, they are. We've got over 28,000 people who have come in and did in-person absentee voting, and we're going to have well over 40,000 paper wow. ballots come in. A third, or better than a third, of the 200,000 Spartanburg County registered voters will have cast their ballots before Election Day.
Wow.
So this is really interesting. You know, they're open from 8:30 to 5, but my volunteers are not getting out of there until about 7 o'clock at night, because if you're in line at 5, you get to vote. Yeah. And each one of those rooms represent about 45 minutes of wait to get in to do it. But it's running smooth. It's there and it's happening. But I don't know if I want to break some news here today, but I heard you say that you send in a paper ballot, you know, they're going to match your signature against what yeah. you have there on record. Here in South Carolina, on the 26th, the State Election Commission said, no, we are not going to match the signatures here in South Carolina. The law doesn't require it. And I read the email and I said, wow, we have to have a witness sign it, but yep. we're not going to match the signatures.
Yep. Well, and yesterday the federal judge ruled that local election commissions cannot reject voters' ballots on the basis of a yes. mismatched signature.
Yeah. So on the 26th, they analyzed the law and said it doesn't require it. So yeah. they're not going to do it.
So anyone could sign it then.
Well, you could put your name down as John Doe, and your name was Joseph, and, uh-huh. you know, it, however you signed it with the Election Commission, I know they just digitized all the records and brought them in so they could fast do this, and I know they had a little bit of an issue with getting all the digitized records properly done for this election. However, yeah. they're not going to use those in the future. If you fill out the absentee ballot correctly, make all the marks right, put in the address right, and this, they're just not going to check the signature. They're going to look and see if you had a witness
right.
on it, but they're not going to check your signature.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is going to be one barn burner of a turnout. I guarantee you, they're saying we'll have 75%. We'll have 150,000 Spartanburg voters voting this
wow.
year. That is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a watch party, Joy. I know you guys are going to be there at the Carolina Country Club on November the 3rd from 7 to 11 to watch the returns come in.
Right. You're right. We will be there. We're going to carry live coverage throughout the evening of the returns. So keep it here on 94.5 The Answer. We'll actually start our broadcast at 6 that day and keep you up to date. All right, so put your GOP cap on for a minute. What does this
sure.
this huge turnout mean to Republican candidates?
Well, I believe it means that we're going to have a landslide here. I think that Lindsey is going to win by several percent now. And in talking to the people who are coming through, remember, now we're not supposed to talk to the voters doing that as
right.
poll watchers, but I'm outside talking to people and just seeing what's going on in there. I believe we've got a huge turnout. If the people keep coming, this will be great for the Republicans here.
Yeah. Why do you think so many people are voting absentee early?
I think they want to get out and cast their ballot. They don't know what's going to happen, what the weather's going to be like on the 3rd, or some of them are older and some of them, you know, need curbside assistance. Or so what they're trying to do is get in at their convenience Monday through Friday to cast their vote. You know, instead of waiting on November 3rd for 12 hours from 7 to 7, if you look at this, we're going to have 100,000 people go to the polls, 98 precincts. That's going to mean there's going to be a lot of folks voting. I think you're going to have the same turnout on election day as you're having right now. So I think people are saying, oh, I'll just beat the rush. I'll come in. And that's why I think we're going to have probably close to 40,000 people in person.
Wow.
Just like you're at the poll casting votes.
Yeah. There's all kind of stories that you hear, you see on social media and everything about, you know, different issues here and there. Overall, though, and I know you've been there about every day since it's open. Overall, do you think it's, as far as the technology?
Oh, the technology right now is running okay. If you take a look at it, we've got four pieces of equipment at the in-person absentee. On election day, we have a brand new computer that's being rolled out that's just been received this week by the election commission. Mm-hmm. They have done the training, and we're going to have three or four of these things at every precinct. It'd be the first time they've been used. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anytime you have a new piece of equipment that's coming up here, you're going to have a few glitches with it. But they're saying that they believe it will work. Their IT people say it'll work. And, you know, anybody who believes the first time something kicks off right. So you might see a little bit longer lines at the very beginning on election day because they're, you know, the scanner, the printer, the stuff is all in one unit that's sitting there. And it might be a little slower start up on election day.
Now, is this unique to Spartanburg?
Wow. No, the whole state. Remember, we had the Corona money that came in. We got that extra $25 million that was tossed into the system for our equipment at the last minute. So all this stuff has come in. And Spartanburg County, I think it arrived yesterday, unpacked. And the contractor is taking them all out and checking them all up and getting them ready to go out on election day. So they've got a vendor contractor who's pulling them all out of the boxes, and hopefully they'll be ready to go. I know people have been training on this stuff for the last week, so that Henry Lay and them have been running classes on this new piece of equipment.
Well, yeah, let's do a few trial runs and not wait till election day.
That was my position. I said, he said, we got a backup plan. We've got the old computers. If they don't work, we're going to roll the old ones back out too.
Wow.
So that's a little scary. If you've got the biggest election day in our history, we're going to put new equipment out.
Yep. Wow. Yep. Well, let's just hope and pray that things go well, because we certainly don't need tech issues on election day. There's too much going on as it stands. So
exactly right,
Curtis. I appreciate all the time that you've spent over there, because I know you have spent a lot of hours over there to help things go smoothly, and I appreciate that, and look forward to spending election night with you as we broadcast results. We'll be all over it Tuesday, and thanks for the invitation for us to join you over there.
Thank you, Joey.
Yep. Have a great day. Curtis Smith, chairman of the Spartanburg County Republican Party.